WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Elaine Stritch has been a Broadway legend for more than 50 years. This past Broadway season, she had a much-admired one-person show called Elaine Stritch at Liberty. Now DRG has released a 2-CD set of a live performance of her show. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Good for them, even with a turkey. But you know we'll fold. You may be stranded out in the cold. Still, you wouldn't trade it for a sack of gold. Try me. You have it with you? No, maybe you left it in the cab. Did you? Maybe. Leave it in the cab yesterday. They told you. You would not go far. That night you open, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they've hung a star. There's good news and there's bad news. Good news, I have got a sensation acceptance speech for a Tony. Bad news, I've had it for 45 years.
The good news, Elaine Stritch finally won her Tony Award for her one-woman show. The bad news was that CBS cut her off in the middle of her sensational acceptance speech. It was a classic Elaine Stritch moment, which her show is full of. Could anyone have had a tougher time, or tell a better anecdote about it? Like her breathless story about understudying the indefatigable Ethel Merman in Irving Berlin's Call Me Madam in New York, while she was racing back and forth to New Haven to do a show-stopping number in a revival of Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey. Like the painfully ironic story about her love affair with Ben Gazzara, and not marrying him because, in her own words, she flipped over Rock Hudson. And, she says, we all know what a bum decision that turned out to be. And like all the stories she tells about her heavy drinking, there are good, gossipy stories involving Marlon Brando, Richard Burton, Noel Coward, and Ethel Merman, complete with imitations. And a charming story about how she got to do one song in the review Angel in the Wings. This is the hit song she introduced in 1947.
Each morning a missionary advertised with neon sign. He's telling native population that civilization is fine. And to the educated savages to holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is the thing for me to see. Bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I saw hopping in the jungle. I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords. I make it clear. No matter how the cooks speak, I stay right here.
Stritch's one-woman show was brilliantly constructed by John Lahr and reconstructed by Stritch herself. Lahr is the New Yorker's theater critic. He's the son of the great Bert Lahr, the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz, so he's no slouch when it comes to showbiz savvy. I like the way the verses of the songs become the pegs for her stories. I've been a fan of Elaine Stritch since I saw her in the original cast of Company in 1970. Blousy, cynical, she put across with lacerating irony Stephen Sondheim's great anthem to New York society women, the ladies who lunch. There's an engrossing documentary about recording the original cast album of Company. On the first take, Stritch sings The Ladies Who Lunch with the almost improvisatory inspiration that I remember from when I saw the show. But Sondheim and the producers want a version that's closer to what's strictly in the score, something more for the ages than for the moment. they ask Stritch to do it again. And again. She's exhausted, strung out, in despair. Finally, they close up shop in the wee hours of the morning without a satisfactory take. The version on the cast album was made several days later. It's wonderful, but not as exciting as that first take. So now, 32 years later, in her own show, Stritch does what she calls Stephen Sondheim's three-act play, her own way. And it's great.
And here's to the girls who just watch, aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch, plus a little jest. Another chance to disapprove another brilliant singer. Another reason not to move. Another vodka stinger. I'll drink to that. So here's to the girls on the go. Everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch. The dinosaurs surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody rise.
Stritch is, in fact, a very good singer. Her whiskey growl is always on pitch, just as her stories find the right emotional pitch. And her sense of rhythm is both playful and impeccable. I didn't see the show, but even on this album, Stritch comes through as a lively and lovable personality, raucous, hilarious, deeply touching, and completely honest.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the original cast album of Elaine Stritch at Liberty.
It's the little things you do together, that make perfect relationships. Hobbies you pursue together, savings you accrue together, looks you misconstrue together, that make marriage a joy. First reading of Company in New York. A semicircle of 14 classy actors all gathered together to sing and say practically anything and everything to do with life, love, and the musical marital pursuit of happiness down in the lounge of the Schubert Theater. It's the little things you share together, swear together, wear together, that make perfect relationships. The concerts you enjoy together, neighbors you annoy together, children you destroy together, that keep marriage intact. Off to Boston to open, and fear set in. This was big time again, and I was scared. Aside from all the grueling physical, mental, and emotional energy that Michael Bennett in particular demanded from all of us, I must have further exhausted myself trying to find somebody to stay up with me at night after the show. Well, little Judy Garland and all of us. Judy Garland, she said to me one night, it was her closing night at the Palace. Big party, big celebration. And Judy Garland and I were still at it at 8 o'clock in the morning when she rose to her full height in that orange sequin sheath with the slit up the side. It was her comeback dress, I called it. She loved that. And she put out her hand and she said, Elaine, I never thought I'd say this, but good night. Back to Boston. Fritz Holt, the company manager.
This is Fresh Air.